It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mineota High School. This is the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. It's a Camden Conference girls matchup between the Mineota Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. The head coaches, Ellen Panka and Rachel Hawkinson, is at midcourt here visiting with the three referees. We're moments away from that opening tip-off between the Blackjacks and the Vikings here in Mineota. Mineota comes in with a record of 10 wins and 2 losses. Those 2 losses this year came to the Bold Warriors in Olivia. They only lost by a point. And then Hancock, state-ranked Hancock, I believe they're 4th in the state in Class A right now. They were here in Mineota, and they beat the Vikings by 13. So, of course, was it 2 years ago, Hancock beat Mineota in the state championship game that we called from Williams Arena a couple years ago. All right, as I mentioned, the Vikings 10-2, and they have 6 seniors on the team, 4 juniors. They have a 6-1 home record, and they've just a fantastic history of Minnesota basketball. Of course, Ellen Panka, I think this is his second year coach, taking over for longtime head coach Chad Johnson. Chad now the head coach of the Mineota Boys, who are actually in Edgerton tonight in a very important boys basketball game with Southwest Minnesota Christian. Let's talk about the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Dawson Boyd, they're 2-8 overall. In the section, they're 1-6. They average 45 points a game and allow 55 points. Currently, the girls are on a 4-game losing streak, and they've lost the five of the last 6 games. So they're looking to rebound here. I know that's going to be a big test here against the Mineota Vikings. They've played each other over the years, and I can't remember the last time Dawson beat Mineota in girls basketball. So there's always a first time, that's for sure. Well, let's take some time and go through the starting lineups tonight. The starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. For the Mineota Vikings, number 2, Grace Hennen. She's a 5'8" guard, senior. A lot of seniors on the team here for Mineota, and they're good ball players. Number 4, Faith Meary. Faith is a 5'8" senior forward. Number 10, 5'11" forward and a senior, Kennedy Arndt. Number 14, Dakota Hennen. Dakota's a 5'6" senior guard. Number 21, Kirsten Huzzabuzz. Kirsten is a 5'4" junior guard. They are coached by Ellen Panka. Bryce Jefferson is the assistant coach, along with some familiar names here. Now on the coaching staff at Mineota, Morgan and Abby Hennen. Probably two of the best Mineota Viking basketball players over the history of Mineota basketball. So that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Mineota Vikings. Let's do the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks here tonight. Number 1, a senior, Ayanna Hasted. Ayanna plays guard. She's 5'8". Number 5, Taylan Jorgensen. Taylan's a 5'9" senior forward. Number 13, Haley Anderson. Anderson's a 6-foot senior forward. Number 15, the 3-point shooter in Alyssa Sudinski. Alyssa's a 5'10" sophomore guard. Number 23, Allie Eslane. Allie's a 5'5" senior guard. And the Blackjacks are coached by Rachel Hawkinson, assisted by Terry White. And that is your State Farm Insurance starting lineup tonight between the Mineota Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. B-Squad tonight B squad, Mineota beat Dawson Boyd 47-20. So the Vikings with a 47-20 win over the Blackjacks in B squad. There was no C squad game. Let's take a look at some other games tonight in the Camden Conference in girls basketball. The La Caprile Valley Eagles, they're on the road. They got their long road trip tonight. They're at Tracy Milroy Ballaton. Eagles 1-10 on the season. They're currently in Camden North in fifth place. Tracy Milroy Ballaton are 3-8. They're currently in fifth place in the South Division. Of course, the Camden Conference divided in the North half and the South half. So Coach Dylan Erickson and the Eagles in Tracy. Camby Lancers, they're hosting Ortonville tonight. Ortonville still looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-13. Camby, they're 4-6. Currently third in the South. Other Camden Conference girls basketball tonight. Central Minnesota Christian on the road to Granite Falls. Hey, the Blue Jays, they're in first place in the North, in the Camden North. They have 9 wins, looking for their 10th win tonight against Yellow Medicine East. Blue Jays are 9-3. McCray is in, they are in Cottonwood. Here's a two teams under, Lakeview 7-6, McCray's 8-4. And those are the Camden Conference girls. Oh, one more here. Renville County West hosting KMS. KMS, they're having an outstanding season. The Fighting Saints are 9-4 on the season, currently in second place in the North, right behind Central Minnesota Christian. Hard to believe. After January here, we're going to start section playoffs already. Can you believe that? So boys basketball, just a few games on the schedule. Southwest Minnesota Christian hosting Mineota. The Vikings, surprisingly, they're 10-2. And they hold down first place in the Camden South. That in boys basketball. Of course, Southwest Minnesota Christian 6-3. And one of those three losses just came last Saturday in Dawson against state-ranked Blackjacks for the Eagles. So that should be a good game, and we'll be keeping you up to date on all the scores around our Q92 listening area. In the West Central Conference, Montevideo, they are on the road to Barrett, taking on West Central area, and Morris is hosting Sauk Center. Just a couple games there in the West Central area. Well, we've got some time here. I want to congratulate Mineota's Faith Meary. Faith is a senior, a three-sport athlete. This week, she was named Minnesota High School League Most Valuable Teammate, and that's a huge award. That's a statewide award. Faith was chosen there. Faith is a great student, it says, an exceptional athlete, excels in volleyball, basketball, and softball. And she's in a lot of clubs here, Student Council, FCCLA, and many others. And she is one of the captains of the basketball team here tonight and is also a nominee for the AAA award winner. Her leadership is second to none. So congratulations to Mineota Vikings' Faith Meary, this week's Minnesota High School League Most Valuable Teammate, I should say, teammate. So big award there. Well, that kind of wraps up our Subway pregame show here. There's a pretty good crowd here in Mineota. They've made some really nice additions here, new gym floor. We got an electronic scoreboard to my left here. That's new. Video board, I should say, and looks pretty sharp. So that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break here as they play the national anthem. And we'll come back with the opening tip-off between the Mineota Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks in girls basketball.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest Seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports here in Minnesota tonight for girls basketball. And the public address announcer introducing the starters for both the Blackjacks and the Vikings. And a large group of Blackjack fans here sitting in front of me cheering on the Blackjacks, and a good group of fans here from the Minnesota Vikings. Here's Grace Hennin being introduced. Of course, I think when Grace was an 8th or 9th grader. She played varsity. I remember naming her player of the game in Pipestone during the section tournament when they were down in Pipestone a number of years ago. Faith was young, I think 8th or 9th grade, and she played a fantastic section basketball game. I remember that well. Well, I tell you what, kind of an exciting time of for basketball with section play just around the corner. Q92 Sports will have a lot of section games for you. Also, we'll be covering wrestling, Team United Wrestling. Speaking of Team United Wrestling, Dick Newman, Danny Lee will have wrestling action tomorrow night from Dawson Boyd High School. The Team United will wrestle the Wilmer Cardinals at 5. And then Benson and Wilmer will wrestle after that. And then around 7:30, 8 o'clock, Team United will wrestle Benson. That's tomorrow in that try. Wrestling. Boy, what a team. Coach Hank Ireland, and he has this year in team wrestling. Team United Wrestling. Fantastic. All right, folks, we're ready to play some basketball here. The Blackjacks surrounded by their coach, Rachel Hawkinson. And they're ready to go. Blackjacks trying to pick up their fourth win of the season. and trying to break that loop. They have six seniors on the team this year. All right, here we go, jumping center for Dawson Boyd. We got Kennedy Art for the Vikings and Haley Anderson for the Blackjacks. There's the whistle, there's the ball in the air, and we're underway here in Mineota. The Blackjacks have the possession. Essling. It looks like man-to-man defense here by the Vikings. Oh, Grace Hennen and Hested collide. Hennen goes flying, no whistle. And Hested, the Blackjacks keep the possession. Man-to-man defense or woman-to-woman defense. I always struggle with that, and we're doing girls' basketball. Oh, here's Swadinski, turnaround jumper, no good. Off the rim, rebounded by Hested. Ayana's shot is no good, and Hennen picks it up. That's Grace. Throws it all the way down the floor to Dakota Hennen, and she missed the shot. Blackjacks have the ball. Essling going right to the basket. On the baseline, I think she slipped. She did, and Essling whistled for a travel. Just underway here in Mineota. And Grace Hennen crosses midcourt. The Vikings in their home all-blue uniforms, yellow, letters and numbers. Dakota throws it in the corner, now underneath the arc. Here's Grace, throws it to the right wing. There's Dakota, long shot, up, no good. Fighting for the rebound, and Faith Mary grabs it. Hennen with a shot. This is Huzzabuzz with a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebounder dominating on the offensive board. Another rebound, offensive rebound by Mineota. Another shot put up by Arndt. And that was about four or five offensive rebounds by the Vikings, and they could not convert. And the Blackjacks have the basketball. No score here in Mineota. Essling. Fouled. Grace Hennen with a reach-in. Number two, a senior, Grace Hennen. Good athlete. He's fun to watch. Blackjacks will inbound it. Hafstead inbounds it to Sosinski. And Alyssa dribbles the ball towards the basket, pulls it back out to Hafstead. Hafstead bounces it to Sosinski. Shot up, good! And the Blackjacks have the lead. Alyssa with the first basket of the game. It's 2-0. Dawson Boyd, Arndt down low, left-hand shot, good. Kennedy Arndt. She is a force to be reckoned with, Kennedy Arndt. She's listed at 5'11", but she plays like she's 6'3". 2-2, tie ball game. Hafstead at the free throw line, takes a shot, pulls it back down. Now over to Essling. Essling double team, throws it down low to Haley, and it goes off Anderson's hand out of bounds. Turnover there by Dawson Boyd. Nice pass into Anderson, but Haley just glanced off her fingers and it went out of bounds. We're tied 2-2. Here's Hennen. This is Grace. A lot of Hennens here in Mineota, of course. Better call them by their first name. Here's a shot by Faith. Mary, no good. Rebounded underneath. Hafstead and Dakota Hennen tie the ball up. And possession belongs with the Mineota Vikings underneath their own basket. Mineota lobs it in. Arndt way out beyond the three-point arc. Kirsten, Huzzabuzz. Arndt in the paint, throws it out to Grace. Grace being guarded by Hafstead. Faith Mary. Now Huzzabuzz throws it all the way across to Hennen. Grace for three, it's good. Grace Hennen hits the first three-pointer of the game. 5-2, Mineota. We played 3 minutes of the ball game. Oh, Grace Hennen steals the ball at midcourt. Grace going in for the layup. Oh, it's a left-handed layup, underhanded layup by Grace Hennen. What a steal by Grace Hennen. And then she used her left hand and did it underhanded as she laid it up. 7-2, Vikings. Alyssa. To Talon, Jorkson, quick pass into Essling in the paint. Essling's teamed up there, throws it back out to Hafstead. Boy, the Vikings are not letting out Sosinski for three, and Alyssa hits a three. She's one of the best three-point shooters around, Alyssa Sosinski, and it's 7-5 with 14:09 to go here in the first half. big three-point. The Blackjacks needed that. And here's Dakota for three from the baseline. No good. Goes out of bounds. Vikings keep possession. Substitutes in. We got Stratmon coming in. And Jorgens, Rachel Jorgens and Stratmon. Emma Bottleberg in for the Vikings. Dakota Hennin inbounds it. Here's Huzzabas from the corner. Missed everything. That's from way out. Now we got a jump ball. Esslein tying the ball up with Arndt. And the Blackjacks get the ball. They're down by 2 points. Dawson Boyd. Hasted throws it to Jorgens at midcourt. Rachel loses the ball. Huzzabas picks the loose ball up. Another turnover by Dawson Boyd. Kirsten goes to the basket, lays it up, off, and a foul on Dawson Boyd. And number 21, Kirsten Huzzabas, a junior at the free throw line. 7-5 Mineota. Free throw, 8-5 Mineota. 8-5 Mineota, 3-point lead. And Taylan Jorgensen back in. Looks like Haley Anderson's going to get a breather. Second free throw here by Kirsten, and that's nothing but net. She made both of her free throws, and it's a three-point lead for Mineota. Ball's at midcourt, and the Vikings steal it. Bottleberg with the steal. Huzzabas with the ball at the free throw line, goes in the paint, goes right to the basket. The shot short. Stratmon picks up the loose ball. Stratmon going down to the floor. Stops her dribble, now throws it over to Rachel, and Rachel keeps, oh, it went out of bounds. Rachel Jorgens couldn't keep it from going out of bounds. Allie Esslein back in, so Zinski's going to get a break. Grace Hennin back on the floor. A lot of substituting going on, and I wonder if the coaches realize that makes my job a lot harder. 9-5. Vikings. Hennin down low to Arndt. Back out in the corner. There's a shot put up there by Nevaeh Hennin. No good. It goes over the rim. And Stratmon, Claire Stratmon, an eighth grader, folks. And she can handle the basketball. What a player she is, and she's so young. And Stratmon goes into the basket for a layup, and she's fouled. And number three, Claire Stratmon will go to the free throw line, and her team is down by four. Stratmon has the basketball. First free throw is no good. Back in is Faith Meary. Arndt's going to get a break. Kennedy Arndt, fantastic volleyball player. She had a tremendous season for the state champs. Free throw up and off the back iron by Stratmon. No good. Rebounded by the Vikings. Bottleberg. Grace. Top of the key to Nevaeh Hennin. Back to Grace Hennin. Grace goes to the basket. She has an opening. Lays it up and in. Grace Hennin. 7 points. She leads the Vikings in score. 5 Mineota. Oh, and Allie Esslein dribbled the ball off her foot out of bounds. Once again, Coach Rachel Hawkinson will say this, too many turnovers. And a key cut the turnovers in half. Grace Hennin will bring it across midcourt. The Vikings lead the Blackjacks 11-5 with 12:20 to play in the first half. Here's Faith Meary for three. Hit the iron, goes way up in the air. Rebounded there by Emma Bottleberg, and Bottleberg is fouled by a Blackjack. It's going to be Stratmon. And Stratmon picked up her first. Nice crowd on hand here in Mineota tonight. Blackjacks, they travel to Fulda tomorrow night, weather permitting. Bottleberg with the free throw. She gets on the scoreboard. More substitutes. Looks like Haley Anderson's back in. And what, Sosinski go back in? I think. Bottleberg, second free throw is good. So the Vikings are hitting their free throws. They're 4-for-4 from the free throw line here in the first half. Blackjacks bring the ball down. They need to score. They're down 13-5. They've got to take care of the basketball. They've turned it over like the last three, four trips down the floor. Esslane goes into the paint, muscles her way to the basket, puts the shot up and scores. What a nice job by Allie Esslane. She was determined to go to the basket and score. 13-7 Mineota. 11:45 on the clock here in the first half. Grace Hennen over to Bottleberg. The number four, this is Faith. Here's Mary for three, no good. Ball ricochets all the way out to the free throw line. That's where Esslane is. Esslane hits Swalinski on the break. Oh, Alyssa missed the layup short on the layup there. But a nice pass from Esslane. Now the Vikings go down the other end, and putting the ball up is Greenus. Sarah Greenus, a sophomore, her first action. And we'll go down the other way, and Esslane lays it up and in. Boy, that was quick. I blinked, and the Blackjacks were on a fast break and scored with Esslane. It's 13-9, Mineota. Now the ball's in loose and picked up by Swazinski. Here's Esslane. Allie's on a mission tonight, it looks like. Here's Swazinski from the free throw line off the back iron, no good. And Stratmon, the smallest player on the floor, picks up the rebound. And the shot up and goes off the rim. It'll be Mineota basketball. A flurry of action here in the last 2 minutes. Hasted's going to come out of the game. Lindsey Lund in. Lindsey hit a three ball from WNBA range in the B-Squad game. 13-9. How about these Blackjacks hanging around the Vikings here in the first half? Hennen to Grace. Grace dribbles the ball between the leg dribble. Stratmon guarding Grace Hennen tightly. Now over to Bottleberg down inside. And this is Greenus. Good defense by Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks are playing tough. Here's a shot by Mary. That's short. Goes out of bounds. It's Blackjack. No, it's Mineota ball. It was tipped by Dawson Boyd. I don't know if you can hear the Dawson Boyd fans in front of me here, but they're applauding the defense there by the Blackjacks. Coming up on 10 minutes left in the first half. Grace Hennen inbounds it. Here's Huzzabuzz for three. Rolls around the rim. No good. Hennen gets the rebound. She's fouled. She was fouled hard, Grace Hennen. White 2-2. White 2-2. That's Rachel Jorgens with the foul. Her first. Grace at the free throw line. Free throw's missed. That's the first free throw missed by Mineota here in the first half. Score remains 13-9. Second free throw coming from the senior, Grace Hennen. And that's off the front of the rim, no good. Arndt with the rebound, put back off the glass. That's no good. Hennen gets the rebound, puts it off. That's no good. Boy, the Vikings are dominating on the offensive glass here. Hennen with a three-pointer, no good. Arndt saves it. Mary for three. That's no good. Finally, the Blackjacks grab the rebound. Swazinski to Stratmon, 13-9. Big possession here for Dawson Boyd. Under 10 minutes to go in the half. Lund with the ball. That's where she hit the three-pointer in the B-Squad game. Now the ball's bounced off Kennedy Arndt's ankle or foot out of bounds. Blackjacks keep the ball. Boy, the Blackjacks get a bucket here. They inbound to Lund. Lindsey, quick shot. Good! Lindsey Lund! Big basket, making it 13-11 with 9:22 on the clock. And Arndt in the paint. Here's Huzzabuzz for three. Shot up, no good. In the corner, the ball goes. Arndt chases it down. Haley Anderson's got it. Arndt steals it back. Vikings keep possession. Grace Hennen. Boy, I tell you, the Blackjacks are intense defense. Here's a shot put up, just a two-pointer by number four, Faith Mary, and that's Faith's first basket of the night, making it 15-11. Stratmon to Alyssa. Got to get Alyssa to shoot some threes here. She's on the baseline. Oh, she don't need to shoot a three. She'll throw it up there. On the baseline, no good. Gets a rebound. Oh, nice pass to Haley Anderson. Haley Anderson, what a pass from Swazinski to Haley Anderson. Boy, I tell you, the more the Blackjacks hang around the Vikings here, the more confidence you're going to get. And Huzzabuzz, no, doesn't waste no time there. Kiersten with a basket in the paint. About a two-footer. 18-13, and now the Blackjacks turn the ball over. Here's a fast break. Miri to Huzzabuzz, lays it up and in, and Coach Rachel Hawkinson calls a quick timeout. So it's a timeout on the floor with 8:05 to play. It's the Vikings 20 and Dawson Boyd 13. We'll be right back.
This is Lisa Lissamore, Associate Director for the Minnesota State High School League and a 1978 graduate of St. Paul Central High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Of course, brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
All right, welcome back. Just coming out of commercial break, we had a couple quick baskets, one by Stratmone and the other by the Vikings. Hey, it's 22-15, Minnesota leading Dawson Boyd. The Blackjacks with the possession. We got 7:20 to before halftime. Stratmone, top of the key, almost lost the ball, did lose the ball to Huzzabuzz, and now picking the loose ball up is Hannon. Dakota Hannon goes in for the layup. Blackjacks have really turned the ball over here. I think if the Vikings are on, what, a 6-0 run? 8-0 run? Coach Hawkinson called the timeout. Stratmon. Blackjacks cut it to 2 with 9:22 to go, 13-11. Now Haley Anderson just catches the ball underneath the Blackjack basket, and she was fouled by number 10, Kennedy Arndt. Taylen Jorgensen comes in. Taylen has the basketball. Essling. Hasted loses the ball. And the Vikings have it. They're on the fast break. And Grace Hannon with an easy layup. Boy, oh boy. All of a sudden, in the blink of an eye, the Vikings have opened it up to an 11-point lead. Blackjacks had kept it close, but some turnovers here now. Here's Stratmon for three off the iron, no good, and it goes out of bounds. 26-15. Grace Hannon across midcourt for the Vikings. Travel called. Yep, that's a good call there by the referee. Dakota Hannon took a step before she put the ball down. Hey, we'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Of course, at halftime. Paul Ramel here in Minnesota tonight. Ooh. Essling, 26-15. Stratmone kicks it out to Essling, or Jorgens. Rachel Jorgens now is Stratmone. Claire wanted to pull the trigger, doing, but Essling will pull the trigger on a three. How about Allie Essling? Allie's on fire right now with 7 points. She has that determined look on her face. Here's Dakota. Hannon for three. Missed it. Essling with the rebound. Allie with another rebound. Here's Essling going to go all the way to the basket. And partially blocked there by Arndt. We're going the other way. Minnesota with the ball. Grace down to Huzzabuzz. Shot layup. No good. Arndt with the rebound. But I think Kennedy was over the back of a Blackjack. And she was. Referee calling a foul on Kennedy Arndt. Minnesota 10-2, on the season coming into the game. Blackjacks 2-8. Jorgens comes out for Dawson Boyd, and I think Swavinsky came back in. Astid's on the floor with Allie Essling, Stratmon, and Jorgensen. Here's Claire, an eighth grader. Swavinsky, a sophomore. Cross court to Essling. Essling drives on Hennen. Grace defends it well, pulls it back out. 26-18. Here's Essling for three. Oh, my goodness! Allie Essling! 10 points for Essling, the senior. Big three-pointer there by Allie. She's got it going tonight, 26-21. 26-21. Mineota leading, 4:36 on the clock here in the first half. Hennen in the corner for three. Glanced off the rim, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Mineota ball. Referee said last touch there by Jorgensen, Kalen. B-Squad tonight, Mineota beat Dawson Boyd into 20. There was no C-Squad game. Here's an inbound pass. Husband's a three-pointer from the baseline. No good. Good box out there by Ayanna Hasted. Nice box out by Hasted. Oh, Swazinski's left all alone for three. Alyssa Swazinski for three. Folks, it's just a two-point game. Grace Hennen goes down. Oh, Grace banks it in. Grace Hennen banks it in on a layup. Swazinski for three again. Nels Hart off the glass with the rebound. Claire lays it up and in. Claire Stratmore with the basket. And Coach Ellen Pink is not a happy camper. He's calling a timeout. Folks, 28-26 Mineota. A two-point lead with 3:51 to go. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Paul Ramo here in Mineota tonight. Folks, how about the Blackjacks taking on the 10-2 Vikings? Blackjacks just down by two. Thanks to Swazinski and Stratmone and Essling. How about Allie Essling bombing two threes? They got back in it. They're down by 11 just a few minutes ago. Now they're only down by two. Coach Alan Panka from Mineota, timeout's over. Vikings with the possession. 28-26. Hasted got a hand on it. Knocks it away, but the Vikings get it back. 28-26. Mineola leading by 2 points. Oh, the Blackjacks have switched up to a zone defense here now. They switched to a zone off the timeout. Going to make the Vikings shoot from the outside. Here's a three-pointer by Hennen, Dakota Hennen. That's no good. Picked up by Swazinski. Alyssa kicks it into Allie Essling. Essling, look at the look on her face. She's going to the basket, lays it up off the glass, no good. And then Taylan Jorgensen picks up the foul. If you can see the look on Allie Essling when she's dribbling the basketball to the, it is, get out of my way, I'm going to the basket. She is on a big mission tonight. 28-26. Mineota leading by two. 3 minutes right now, exactly 3 minutes on the clock. They go Hennen, Dakota shot up. She's fouled in the paint. Number 14, senior Dakota Hennen will go to the free throw line. We got Nevaeh Hennen, Grace Hennen, Dakota Hennen, Madison Hennen, all on the roster. Free throw by Dakota is good. 4 points for Dakota. Oh, that was just one. I'm sorry. Gotta miss that up here. Second free throw is good. So 2 points there. 4 points now for Dakota Hennen. 30-26 Vikings. Here's the Blackjacks with the ball. They bring it up the floor. Swazinski at midcourt. Throws a dangerous pass, and Husband steals the ball. And then Claire Stratton on. Going to give it to the Blackjacks. Last touch by the Minnesota Vikings. Coach Alan Panka pacing back and forth here, the Viking coach. I don't think Alan's too happy with how his team's playing right now. Coach Rachel Hawkinson pacing back and forth, too. All right, Haston has the ball at midcourt for Dawson Boyd, looking to inbound it. Now gets it into Claire Stratmon, and I think Claire stepped on the out-of-bounds line. She did. Turnover there by the Blackjacks. Boy, if the Blackjacks turnovers in half. Vikings make them pay when they turn the ball over. Vikings with the ball. They throw it to number four, Faith Meary. Here's Grace to Meary. Faith underneath to Dakota. Shot up and no good. Rebounded underneath by Greenis, Sarah Greenis. And she's fouled, and Sarah will go to the free throw line. She has yet to score in the basketball game. 4-point lead for the Vikings. Greenis making the try to make it a 5-point lead. And the free throw's up and good. It's one thing about the Vikings, they always have been outstanding free throw shooters. Second free throw by Greenis, and that's good. 32-26, Blackjacks need a basket here as we're going to come up on halftime. Stratmon, Claire, trying to get rid of the ball. She stopped her dribble. Now Alyssa Swalinski has it. Alyssa goes to the basket, and she's fouled hard by Faith Meary. 2:08 on the clock. Paul Ramo here in Minnesota tonight. Coach Rachel Hawkinson talking to Allie Essling here down in front of me. As Swazinski shooting free throws, and Alyssa misses her free throw. Haley Anderson comes in for Kalen. So we've got Anderson, Hastid, Swazinski, Stratmon, and Essling on the floor for Dawson Boyd. They're down 32-26. Second free throw by Alyssa. Hits the back iron, no good. Big rebound there by Faith Meary. Meary pushes the ball up the floor to Dakota. Dakota throws the ball over Grace Hannon's head out of bounds. A rare turnover there by the Minnesota Vikings. And the Blackjacks will have the basketball. Astead inbounds with the Claire Stratmon. Exactly 2 minutes on the clock. Now we're under 2 minutes to play here in the first half in Minnesota tonight. Alyssa Hastead, man-to-man defense here by Minnesota. Hastead trying looking for an opening, now bounces to Stratmon. Claire kicks it in the corner to Essling. Essling trying to get in. She'll put up a three. No good. Up the back iron. Grace Hannon all the way to Dakota. And then Hastead got a hand on it, and it touched the Viking, and it goes out of bounds. And it'll be Dawson Boyd Blackjack basketball. 1:28 to play. Once again, Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. Hastead across midcourt. Stratmon. Gets a nice screen from Hastead. Stratmon goes to the basket. Oh, she tried to kiss it off the glass. No good. Grace to Husabas. Short jumper by good. Kirsten with a basket. She's got 8. Here in the first half. Blackjacks have been stuck on 26 since the 4-minute mark. They need a basket badly here before halftime. Down by 8. Oh, nice behind the back dribble by Swazinski. Here's Essling at the top of the key being guarded by Dakota Hennen. Now the Vikings have really picked up the defensive intensity. 37. Shot clock is down to 9. Haley Anderson in the paint puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded there by Minnesota's Sarah Greenis. 27 seconds to play in the first half. Wide open for a three. Missed it. And Stratmon grabs the rebound. The Blackjacks have 15 seconds to work with. The shot clock is off. Hastead to Alyssa. Esslane bumps into Dakota. Esslane puts the shot up, no good. 5 seconds. Grace Hennon with the ball at midcourt. Down to Dakota at the buzzer. Scores! Dakota Hennon. Dakota Hennon scores at the buzzer, and we are at halftime. And it's a 10-point lead for the Minnesota Vikings. Wow, what a first half of basketball. I've got to give a lot of credit to the Blackjacks there, hanging tough with a 10-2 Minnesota Vikings. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
This is Jesse Diggins, Olympic gold medalist and a 2010 graduate of Stillwater High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Minneota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Minneota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Minneota Building Material, Minneota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome back to Minneota High School, everyone. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. What a first half of basketball. It's a 10-point lead for the Minneota Vikings. They lead Dawson Boyd at the half, 36-26. Let's go through the scoring. First for the Minneota Vikings, their leading scorer in the first half was Grace Hennon. Grace had 11 points, and she grabbed 6 rebounds. Faith Meary with a bucket. Kennedy Arndt with 4 points and 3 rebounds. Dakota Hennon has 6 points. Pearson Huzzabuzz with 8. And Bottleberg with 2 free throws, and Greenis with 2 free throws. Boyd Blackjacks in the first half. They were led by Allie Esslane. Esslane had 10 points, and number 23 had 2 rebounds. 2 rebounds there for Esslane. Alyssa Swazinski hit back-to-back threes, got the Blackjacks back in the game. She has 8 points in the first half. Haley Anderson, 2 points, 1 rebound. Lindsay Lund with a bucket. Claire Stratmone, 4 points and 5 rebounds for the shortest girl on the floor. Claire scrapped 5 rebounds in the first half. Hasted, Ayanna Hasted, no points, and Ayanna has 5 rebounds. So that's your stats in the first half. I got to tip my hat to the Blackjacks, folks. They're down by 11 points with 6:25 to play in the first half. And then they cut it to 2 with 3:51 to play on Swedinski's second three-pointer. And it was 28-26. But since then, the Vikings have held the Blackjacks scoreless at the 3:51 mark. They lead by 10 now, 36-26. Let's go through some other scores in the Camden Conference tonight. Lacapau Valley, they're in Tracy right now with 7 minutes left in the first half. Tracy Milroy Ballatin leading Lacapau Valley 22-17. How about the Camby Lancers in the first half up at home against Ortonville? Lancers put up 45 points. They lead the Ortonville Trojans 45-18 at the half. Central Minnesota Christian at the half, leading Yellow Medicine East 46-22. And one more update here. 3 minutes left in the first half. KMS leading Renville County West 37-11. Tomorrow, Dick Newman, Dan, and Lee will have Team United Wrestling. Of course, weather permitting. Weather permitting. Dick Newman will have Team United Wrestling at 5 o'clock with the Wilmer Cardinals. And then about 7:30, Team United will wrestle Benson. And, of course, more weather, once again, weather permitting. Hey, there's a big boys basketball game going on tonight in Edgerton. These Minnesota Viking boys, Coach Chad Johnson, with 14 minutes left in the basketball game, Minnesota leading Southwest Minnesota Christian by 1 point, 45-42. What a game that is in Edgerton, two of the top teams in Section 3 going at it right now. We'll have to keep our eye on that score. All right, that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Remember to shop Monica's there on Chestnut Street in Dawson. And we'll turn it back to you at the studios. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the second half. The Vikings lead 36-26.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening, Paul Ramo? It's vacation time. Vacation, vacation, vacation. And Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson is filling up her vacation room with a ton of dresses and reversible dresses and skirts and tank tops and capris and sandals and everything for your vacation needs. But if you want to do a staycation and stay home, Monica is filled to the brim also with wonderful winter apparel. Stop in and see Monica on Chestnut Street today. Hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. You'll find New Year's savings around the store at Madison Auto Parts, your Napa headquarters, East Highway 40, Madison. Save up to $18 per pair on Trico silicone ceramic beam wiper blades. All kinds of tools are on sale. Pick up a Craftsman 2-pack tongue and groove plier set for just $16.99. Stay safe with the Napa safety vest, just $15.49 each. Need some antifreeze? Pick up some Xerox Original Green Antifreeze, $11.99 a gallon. Many other savings store-wide during the New Year's Savings Sale at your Napa headquarters, Madison Auto Parts, East Highway 40 in Madison. Stop in, see them soon.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
All right, back here at Mineota High School, going to get the second half underway. And the Mineota Vikings lead the Dawson Boy Blackjacks by 10 points, 36-26. And the Vikings will get the possession to start the second half. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight. Appreciate listening on 92.1 FM and also online on KOTPFM.com. Kennedy Arndt down low, puts up a close-in shot and missed it. Rebounded by Allie Essling. What a game Essling's played so far here. Kuzinski being guarded tightly. Oh, now Dakota Hannon got the... And Hasted loses the ball. And Husband drops it down low to Miri. Shot put up. No good. Rebounded by Hasted. Blackjacks down by 10. And they have the possession here. Just underway here in the second half. Allie Essling had 10 points in the first half. She had back-to-back threes and cut Mineota's lead to 2. Essling drives the baseline, puts the shot up. It was no good, but there was Haley Anderson with the rebound. And then Haley was fouled by a Viking. Not sure who that was on. But Haley will get a free throw here, and her free throw is good. Haley Anderson. 3 points for Haley. She'll try for 4. Nice crowd on hand here at Mineota High School tonight. Second free throw is on its way, and that's nothing but net for Haley Anderson. Lead is 8. Blackjacks played really good defense. It was the turnovers that killed them in the first half. Here's Grace Hennon. Stops her dribble, throws it in the corner to Husbands, down low to Kennedy. Stop it to Kate of Faith. Miri drives to the basket in the paint, kicks it back out to Arndt. Arndt down low, kind of a hook shot, missed the shot. Husbands with the rebound, that's no good. And then Hasted comes up with another rebound. Hasted had 5 rebounds in the first half. Here's Essling. Blackjacks down by 8. Hasted looks inside to Swazinski. Now Talon Jorgensen. Oh, behind the back dribble by Swazinski. That was impressive. Blackjacks keep the ball. Tight defense here by Mineota. Oh, Haley sets a nice screen. Swazinski goes in for the layup. What a screen by Haley Anderson. And Brooks was a 3-pointer by Mineota's number 21, Kirsten Husbands. A 3, she's got 11. Well, that quieted the Dawson crowd. Boy, that was a beautiful screen by Haley Anderson. Oh, now Grace Hennon steals the ball. She's going in for the layup. Missed it, but she's fouled by Essling. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's turnovers. Turnovers. Hennon at the line. Grace has 11 points. She leads the Vikings in scoring, and she just made her free throw. And now she has 12. She had 6 rebounds there in the first half. Really good athlete, Grace Hennon. Second free throw coming. On its way, nothing but net, didn't even touch the rim. She leads all scorers with 13. 41-30 the score. Hasted decided to, she slipped, and now Anna Hasted called for a travel. Turnover there by the Blackjacks. It was really an entertaining first half, that's for sure. Vikings with the possession. They throw it underneath. Kennedy Arndt and Swazinski and Anderson double-team Arndt, and one of them was called for the foul. And that was Swazinski, and Alyssa just picked up her second. So she's going to come out of the game. Lindsay Lund back in for Dawson Boyd. Vikings have the ball. They have the possession underneath their own basket. Husbands gets the inbound pass. 3-point shot. No good. Strap on with the rebound. Quiz off and running, lays it up. She's fouled by Azabaz. Boy, Claire Stratmon grabbed that rebound up by the free throw line. She was off and running. It was a track meet. The ball was on Hennon? No. Stratmon at the line. And Stratmon's free throw is good. 5 points for Claire. She'll shoot for six with her second free throw. It's on its way, and it's good. Good free throw shooting there by the eighth grader, Claire Stratmon. 41-32, Mineota. Dakota Hennon from way out. Oh, my goodness. Big three-pointer there by number 14, Dakota Hennon. And that gave her nine. 43-32. That three-point shot will kill you. And now Dakota got a hand on it. Stratmon gets it back. Here's Lund for three in the corner. Off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Dakota Hennon. Or Faith Murray, excuse me. Now to Dakota. Grace drives by Stratmon. Here's Faith Murray for a long shot in the corner. No good. Kennedy Arndt with the rebound. Puts it up. That's no good. Grace Hennon with the rebound. That's no good. And finally, Essling comes away, and Essling's throwing elbows. And a foul on Mineota. It's rough under there, folks. I wouldn't want to be under there grabbing rebounds. I know that. Nevaeh Hennon comes in for Mineota. Bottleberg in. Allie Essling back in. London Anderson out. Number 32 in for Dawson Boyd. Her first action, Olivia Essling on the floor. Olivia's a freshman for Dawson Boyd. 32 Mineota. A lot of basketball left. Hefted going right to the basket. Blocked by Kennedy Arndt. Arndt's called for a foul, and she can't believe it. Kennedy Hefted was going right to the basket, laying it up one-handed. Arndt looked like she blocked it. But the referee said, nope, foul. Here's Hefted's free throw. Good. And Ayana gets her first points of the game. Coming from the senior, Ayana Hafstead, on its way, good. Got to hit your free throws, and she's done that. 43-34. Mineota leading with 14 minutes to play in the ball game. Here's Nevaeh in the paint, traveled. Nevaeh Hennon turns the ball over. It'll be Blackjack basketball. Well, let's see if Essling can hit back-to-back threes here and get the Blackjacks kind of back in the game here. Down by nine. Essling loses the ball, and Huzzabuzz picks it up. Pearson going in and stops her dribble, and then Jorgensen steals the ball away from her, throws it down the alley. Essling goes in, scores! Allie Essling! How about Rachel Jorgensen getting a rebound there and then threw a football pass in full court to Allie, and she was fouled. Essling with 14 points. Free throw good. That was a three-point play. 15 points for Allie Essling. Oh, look at Grace Hennon go in and then for an easy layup. No one contested her there. 15 points for Grace Hennon. Hafstead with the ball. Dribbles, tried to bounce it down low, but the Viking kicked it out of bounds. Blackjacks will inbound it. Hafstead will get the ball underneath the Blackjack basket. Coach Rachel Hawkinson shouting instructions to the team. Hafstead trying to get it in and then throws it in off a leg of a Viking. Hafstead gets the ball again. Blackjacks keep possession at time. Bounces into Rachel Jorgens. Now out to Essling. That's Olivia Essling. Olivia with the ball. Throws it top of the key. Hafstead three. Hard off the glass. And Allie Essling with the rebound. Her shot won't go. And Grace Hennon picks it up. Hennon's off and running. It's a track. meat. Henning lays it up, no good. Rebounded by Stratmon. Stratmon is grabbing rebounds. Now Henning steals the ball, lays it up, no good, and another rebound by Stratmon. Claire across midcourt. 45-37. Paul Ramo here in Mineota tonight. 12:40 to play in the ball game. Blackjacks with the ball, hanging around the Vikings. The Vikings are 10-2. Now Grace Henning steals the ball, and is it going to be Hasted with the foul? No, it's going to call a foul on Allie Essling, and Allie's probably going to have to sit. That might have been her fourth foul, or third. No, yeah, Allie's coming out. Jorgen's in, Swazinski in. Henning, Mineota with the possession. They lead 45-37. Here's Nevaeh Henning for a long three. Banks it in. Oh, my goodness. Nevaeh Henning from a WNBA range. She called it. She banked it off the backboard. And now Olivia Swazinski's fouled by a Viking. Might be Huzzabuzz. Boy, that was a big three-pointer there by Nevaeh Henning. 48-37. Dalen Jorgensen back in. Haley Anderson back in. Here comes Faith Meary in for Mineota. Huzzabuzz will take a bench here. Ball. Bounces it in. Oh, it's stolen. Inbound pass stealing by Bottleberg. Here's Faith Meary. Layup. No good. Look at him go for the rebound. We got bodies on the floor. Fumble. I think Haley Anderson came up with it. Nope, they're going to jump ball. Possession belongs with the Blackjacks. 48-37, Mineota leading. Blackjacks waiting to get the ball. Hasted inbounds it. Gets it into Stratmon in the corner. Claire dribbles out of there. She goes across midcourt. Here's Stratmon with the basketball. Pulls it back out. Being guarded by Nevaeh Henning. Swazinski in the paint, goes up, shot up, hit the front of the rim. Grace with the rebound. Grace Henning going 2-on-1. Oh, she throws the ball. Oh, catching it. Vikings keep possession. That was an odd play. Here's Faith Meary, goes to the basket. She traveled. She made the basket, but she's whistled for a travel. And the Blackjacks get the basketball. Get you up to date on some other scores here shortly, but right now, hey, it's 48-37 Mineota. The Blackjacks can go on a bit of a run here. They're going to put a scare into the Vikings, who are 10-2. Swazinski has said, last touch there by Meary. Right now, Camby leading Ortonville 45-18, girls basketball. Lakeview leading McCray leading Lakeview 35-31. Haley Anderson gets the ball down low, and she shoots underneath the Blackjack basket, and she's fouled. Halftime in Renville, KMS leading 42-11. Check that boys' score, the Mineota Viking boys' score here in a minute. Haley Anderson will shoot some free throws, and her free throw is good. Well, they got a game going on in Edgerton. Right now, they're tied. Southwest Minnesota Christian and Mineota tied 62-62. Second free throw's good. 6 points for Haley Anderson. There's 5 minutes left in that game in Edgerton between the Vikings and the Eagles. 62-62. We got a pretty good game here, really. And the Vikings put up a shot, no good. Faith Meary grabs the rebound. She's hammered to the floor. 48-39, Mineota. 10:55 to play in this basketball game. Going to the free throw line for the Mineota Vikings is senior Faith Meary. Faith's free throw's on its way. It's nothing but net. Gives her 4 points. Second free throw coming. on its way, nothing but net. 50-39, 11-point lead for the Minnesota Vikings. Allie Essling, crossover, dribbling, oh, she fell down. Minnesota picks it up. They go down the floor. Mary's layup, foul. She did not score the basket. I think Stratmon, or who they're going to call a foul on. Hasted, maybe? Either Hasted or Stratmon, not sure. But number four, Faith Mary to the line. Yes. Faith Mary, the teammate of the week in the Minnesota Ice League. And Faith's free throw is good, gives her 5 points. 51-39. Blackjacks need to score. And we got a push, an offensive foul. Was that on Essling? Oh, no, Hasted. Away, that was away from the ball carrier. Hasted whistled for the foul. Anna talking to the referee. See what she did wrong. I didn't see that. I don't know what happened there, but they called it on Hasted. It was away from the basketball. Anyway, the Vikings have the ball. They have a 51-39 lead. Oh, nice pass inside to Kennedy. Art shot, missed it. Hey, there's another rebound for Claire Stratmon. Claire Stratmon. If I was in eighth grade in high school and I was playing varsity basketball, I would be very nervous. But she's handling it like she's a senior. She plays like she's a senior. She has the ball right now. Stratmon. Crossover, top of the key, goes to the basket, puts the shot up. Oh, it rolled around the rim, no good. Grace Hennon with the rebound. Under 10 minutes to play. Hennon, a long pass to Arndt, missed the shot. Kennedy's having a tough time getting the balls to go in the hole there. 9:40 to play. Blackjacks with the basketball. Jorgensen. Tan from the free throw line, shot up off the back iron, no good. Rebounded there by Bottleberg. She throws the ball all the way to Faith Mary. Short baseline jumper by Mary, no good. Here come the Blackjacks the other way. 51-39. Stratmon out at midcourt. Nevaeh Henning guarding her. Stratmon goes in the paint, puts a shot up and scores. Claire Stratmon. 8 points for the eighth grader. Oh, wide opens Nevaeh for a three-pointer. Rattled in and out. Oh, what a nice box out and rebound by Haley Anderson. Boy, Haley, that was just textbook there, boxing out, boxing a couple Vikings out, and grab the rebound. That's how you do it. Nice job by Anderson. Oh, now the Blackjacks lose the ball. Vikings on a fast break. Nevaeh, hand in layup. Oh, she laid it up over the rim. No good. Mary with the shot. That's no good. Kennedy Arndt grabs the rebound, and she scores. Boy, the offensive rebounds are just killing the Blackjacks. 53-41. Kalen is pushed. Seventh team foul. Is it? I'm going to shoot 3-1-1 now, I think. Coming in is Allie Essling and Olivia Essling. Aston Anderson going to come out. A couple substitutes. Looks like Huzzabuzz back in and Dakota Hannon in. Taylen Jorgensen at the free throw line. Free throw's up and no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be or Minnesota basketball. Alyssa Swedinski back into the game. Well, the time is going to be the enemy here for the Blackjacks in a little bit. They're down 53-41 with 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Huzzabuzz, top of the key three, pulls it back down, dribbles inside the paint, kicks it back out to number 24, Greenis, to Huzzabuzz. Oh, nice pass into Arndt. Arndt shot, no good. She's going to the free throw line, Kennedy Arndt. Our next broadcast comes tomorrow night. Of course, weather permitting, we'll have Team United Wrestling for you. Dick Newman, Danny Lee with the call from Dawson Boyd High School. 5 o'clock, Team United will take on the Wilmer Cardinals. Kennedy Yard's free throw is good, gives her 7 points. So wrestling action tomorrow on Q92. Second free throw is good. 8 points for Arndt. And it's 55-41. Mineota. Hessling out at midcourt. She's going to drop it down low and a push. Allie's thrown to the floor. Foul on Mineota. ...55-41. And at the free throw line is the Blackjacks, Allie Hessling. Free throws missed, no good. Nevaeh Hennen, here's a fast break for Mineota. Arndt, and Huzzabas puts up a long three. Bounce back and forth, Arndt with the rebound. Here's Nevaeh Hennen, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Nevaeh Hennen, just 5 points all in the second half for Mineota, and the Vikings have opened it up 57-41. Claire Stratmone. Top of the key in the Swazinski swings. Alyssa turns and shoots. No good. The ball's loose out at the free throw line. Stratmone picks it up. Esling's going to launch a top of the key three. No good. Oh, roll back. In and out. Got a whistle. A lot of fouls here in the second half. That was a, I think that's the 10th team foul on, or 8th team foul on Dawson Boyd. Mineota has 9. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up after game. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a commercial break. 6:59 to play. It's Mineota 57, Dawson Boyd 41. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
All right, welcome back. Kennedy Yarn at the free throw line. Makes her free throws. Gives her 9 points. Mineota leading Dawson Boyd 58-41 here. 6:59 to play. Kennedy Yarn's second free throw is good. Blackjacks inbound it. Allie Hessling to Stratmone right in front of Coach Rachel Hawkinson. And Claire drives baseline. Dishes off to Haley Anderson. Haley shot up off the glass. And Hested with the rebound. Swazinski for 3. That's hard off the glass. Grace Hennen gets the board at the free throw line. Here's Grace. Goes to the left wing. Long three-pointer by Sarah Greenis. Sarah Greenis for 3. She's got 5 points. Now the Blackjacks turn the ball over. They lose the ball. And throwing the ball out of bounds was Dakota Hennen. 62-41. Here's an update on boys basketball. Under a minute left in Edgerton, Mineota leading Southwest Minnesota Christian 71-68. What a boys basketball game that is. Two of the top teams in Section 3A will get a final here in a bit. Right now, we got 6:15 to play here in this game. Blackjacks need to score fast. Stratmone goes in for the layup, blocked by Arndt, and then Stradmore got the ball back and stepped out of bounds. So it'll be Mineota basketball. Blackjacks really struggling to score here in the second half. They actually did a really nice job against Mineota in the first half. Of course, we'll talk more about that in the Neon Needles post-game show. Vikings will get the ball underneath their own basket, leading 62-41. Grace Hannon has the basketball, throws it in the corner. Here's a three-point shot put up by Hussabus, no good. Anderson with the rebound. Haley throwing the... Whoa, we got four Vikings around Haley Anderson. And Grace Hannon will be called for the foul. Haley was throwing elbows there after she grabbed the rebound. There was four blue jerseys trying to tackle her like football. Haley's a tough girl. She's going to the free throw line. That foul was on Grace Hannon. Haley Anderson has 6 points. All four of her 6 points have come from the free throw line here in the second half. And her free throw there is missed. Well, we're under 6 minutes to play. Here's Grace with the basketball. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game in the post-game show. And a travel called on Minnesota's Sarah Greenis. And we'll also name a Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. There's been a number of them here tonight. Blackjacks inbound it. We might talk to some of the coaches. Stratmone, Claire at midcourt, directing traffic here. It's a screen from Anderson. Oh, my goodness. What a screen. That was the second time Haley threw up a screen. Here's Sosinski wide open for a three. Off the iron, no good. Kennedy Arndt with the rebound for Minnesota. Arndt loses the ball. Now gets it back. Hussabus with it. 62-41. Here's a long three-pointer by Bottleberg. No good. Grace Hennel will shoot a three. That's off the iron. No good. Allie Essling with the rebound. Essling and Swazinski. Two on one. And Swazinski Allie goes in for... Oh, she's whistled for a travel. Travel on Allie in a timeout coached by Coach Panka. It's a full timeout. We'll take a commercial break. 4:48 to play in the ball game. 62-41 Minnesota. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Paul Ramo back here at Minnesota High School. Timeout's over by Coach Panka. 4:48 to play in the ball game here. Minnesota with a 62-41 lead. We have a final in boys basketball in Edgerton. Minnesota 74, Southwest Minnesota Christian 68. Good win for Coach Chad Johnson and the Minnesota boys. Going in for a layup was Dakota Hennon. She's got 11. Got four players in double figures. Blackjacks lose the ball, but they get it back. Hasted steals it. Ayanna going in for a layup, scores. Ayanna Hasted with the steal and the layup. 64-43. Oh, Hasted tips the ball out of bounds. Oh, what a nice defensive effort there by Ayanna Hasted of the Blackjacks. That's good when you do that and you're in front of your own coach. Right in front of Coach Rachel Hawkinson. Ayanna knocked the ball out of Grace Hennon's hands. And we have another timeout. Coach Bank is not happy about something. Hey, we'll take another commercial break. 4:06 to play. 64-43. We'll be right back.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that.
Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Matson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Matson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Matson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
All right, come on, a commercial break. Minnesota's Grace Annan hits a three-pointer. These are 18 points for the game. And then Alyssa Slezinski went down the floor. She was fouled, and Alyssa just sank both of her free throws. And now the Vikings with the ball. They lead 67-45. Kennedy Arndt underneath. Shot up, no good. Estling with the rebound. Allie's going coast to coast and then loses the ball. She falls down. Couple girls on the floor. No whistle. Mignola picks it up. They're off and running. Kennedy Arndt goes in for the layup, no good. Haley Anderson with the board. 3:15 to play in the ball game. 3:10 on the clock right now. 67-45. Estling for a long three-pointer, no good. Kennedy Arndt boxed out Anderson. And here's Kennedy Arndt. Puts the shot up, no good. Rebound underneath there by Dakota Hennen, and she's fouled. Stopping the clock with 2:54 to play. Free throws up, then good by Dakota. Dakota Hennen, number 14, has 11 points. Now she has 12. Blackjacks with the ball. Slezinski goes down low, throws it up, and Alyssa Slezinski is fouled. And number Alyssa will go to the free throw line. Alyssa Slezinski's free throw's up and good. Alyssa having a nice game here. She's got 11 points right now. Second free throw on its way, and that's good. 12 points for Slezinski. 69-47. Minnesota leading, 2:40 on the clock. Kennedy Arndt. Vikings with the ball. Grace Hennen, top of the key. She's got 18 points tonight. Here's a three-pointer by Huzzabuzz. No good. Goes in the corner. Dakota chases down. Number 12 with a shot up. Fottleberg, that's no good. Mignola with the rebound, that's no good. And Ayanna Halstead with the rebound for Dawson Boyd. Ayanna trying to dribble out of there, but the Vikings are all over. Here's Claire Stratmon, and 10-second violation. Blackjacks didn't get the ball over the half-court mark in 10 seconds. So they turn the ball over. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the ball game. 69-47 the score. Mineola leading. Here, oh, nice play down low. Kennedy Arndt with the basket. Kennedy Arndt scores. She's got 12 points. Oh, now the Blackjacks on the ball on the ground. Dakota Hennen wrestling with Alyssa Allie Estling. That looked like a wrestling match. You just needed the mat. Dakota comes out, Kennedy comes out, and it looks like Aisling might have some blood on her elbow in that wrestling match. We have a blood timeout. Allie's probably going to have to come out of the game. You can see the blood on her elbow a little bit. So I tell you what, as they do that, we'll take a quick commercial break. 1:46 to play. We'll be back. Vikings lead 71-47.
One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
All right. Hazabuz was fouled, so she's at the line. A minute 30 left in the game, 74-47. Hazabuz makes her free throw. Gives her 14 points. And now the Coach Rachel Hawkinson pulling all five starters out for Dawson Boyd, and they're getting a nice hand. I tell you what, in the first half, they were competitive, let me tell you. And put kind of a scare into the Vikings there in that first half. They just couldn't get the offense going here in the second half. We'll talk with Coach Rachel Hawkinson about that. I think Coach Alan Pink is coming up in the post game too. All right, new players in here. Well, this is Lindsay Lund to Aisling. Shot up, no good. Rebounded there by number 32, Robecki. Abby Robeck, name there. She's a sophomore. Henning, Nevaeh to Robecki. Puts up a three. No good. 1 minute. 1 minute to play in the ball game. Blackjacks with the ball. Shot put up by Jorgens. No good. And now we're going to have a whistle. Coach Panka wants to get two more girls in here, and she does. DeSmith comes in, and number 34, Krogh. 74-47. 45 seconds to go. We'll have a Neonitos postgame show coming up. Look at number five go to the basket, Claire Ross. Ross with a basket. And it's 76-47. Lund. Lindsay Lund with the ball, and this ball's taken away by Claire Ross. The junior goes in for a layup, missed the layup, but she was fouled by Jorgens. 76-47. Miniota. And number five, Claire Rost, a junior at the line. Free throws up and no good. We'll go through the other scores in the Camden Conference tonight in the post-game show as well. And second free throws up, hit the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded there, nice rebound there by Olivia Aisling. Blackjack Shear shoots. And missed it. 14 seconds to go. Oh, a nice rebound by Rachel Jorgens. That's Rachel's first point. 7 seconds left. And the Vikings are going to pick up their 11th win of the season. And there's your final. 76-49. Miniota defeats Dawson Boyd tonight. We'll take a break. Come back with the Neon Needles postgame show. Right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
We're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Once again, your final score, Mineota 76, Dawson Boyd 49. Joining me on the post-game show is Alan Pinka, the head coach of the Vikings. Congratulations, Alan.
Thank you.
11th win of the season.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like we've really played that many games, but we have. So.
Yeah. Well, talk about the game against the Blackjacks. Boy, the Blackjacks played
scrappy. They're extremely scrappy and take away a lot of things you want to be able to do. And they hustle, and they hustle, and they hustle. And that was one of my things, is like, we needed to communicate. Well, that we didn't do a great enough job of that. They took advantage of some things there. Every loose ball seemed like they got, and at least the first half for sure. And we kind of cleaned up a little bit of that the second half a little bit better. But, yeah, they're scrappy, and they're a tough team to play.
Yeah, you have 3:51 before halftime. Sudinski had his back-to-back threes there, cut it to two. And, I think that's the best I've seen the Blackjacks play this year in the first half. That was great.
Played great. I don't know if that's good for us.
Yeah, for you. Well, what was the difference in the second half? What made the difference in the second half?
I think we didn't focus enough. We left shooters open. Like you said, she hit those couple threes there. We weren't covering up. We played a little bit of zone for just to try it and see how things would go, and we did not cover shooters well enough and communicate to know where the shooters were. So second half, I think we did a little bit better job on that.
Okay, yeah. What were you happy with tonight with your team?
Got out of it with no injuries, and you always like that. But, no, we did some good things. We didn't shoot very well, and we still ended up winning by, you know, whatever it was.
Yep.
But, if we'd have made a few more of those layups that we should have had, but that's always kind of the case. We've been battling some sickness. So.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah,
you had four players in double figures. It doesn't seem like scoring points is an issue with you girls, the girls this year.
This year it's been a lot better. Last year we struggled a lot of nights with putting the ball in the basket,
yep.
And it's been a lot better this year. We're passing better for the most part, and I'm too big of a critique, I guess. I'd still would like to see that cleaned up even more.
Okay. Well, what's next for the Vikings?
We got a busy week next week. Monday we go to Tyler, take on RTR. That'll be a tough one. And then we go up to KMS on Tuesday. That'll be a tough one. We have, I think Vaquaparl's Friday night home.
Yep, I'm here for that.
Yep, we're finally back home again. And then we go to Elkton, South Dakota on Saturday. We play Sisseton, who's number one in Class A in South Dakota, and their point guard's going to Mankato, and they got a 6-2 post and a 6-1 post, and yeah, we're going to have our hands
full. Well, you got some good competition coming up.
And we need that. We need that.
All right, real good, Alan. Right. Hey, I saw a picture of you with a Santa Claus outfit while you were coaching.
Yeah.
You should wear that year-round, don't you think?
I don't know.
That was an awesome picture of you in the huddle with your Santa outfit.
Yeah, I didn't know if the girls would be able to take me seriously or not that night, but they did all right.
All right, thanks for your time, Alan.
Thank you. Thanks for coverage.
You bet. Alan Panka, head coach of the Vikings. They win 76-49. We'll talk with head coach Rachel Hawkinson here in a little bit. Our Neonitos Subway player of the game is Grace Hennen. She had 18 points in the game tonight. And joining us here on the Neonitos postgame show is of the Black Jacks, Rachel. That first half, that was the best defensive side, even though you were down, went by 10 at half, but that was a really good defensive effort, I thought, in the first half by your team, huh?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, last year, too, one of our games, we kept them down 15-18 at halftime, so I knew if we could keep them kind of, you know, slow down the pace a little bit. They're a run-and-gun team. They're quicker than us, so if we could stop and minimize those transition points, I felt like, hey, we could play solid D, we could be in this.
You didn't hear Coach Panka mention, but, you know, you put a scare into him, especially when Szczesny hit that second three, cut it to two right before halftime there. That was...
Yeah, they went zone on us, and we've been struggling shooting this year consistently, and we shot him out of it, which I was proud of our girls for doing that.
Yeah, Coach Panka mentioned a number of times how scrappy your team is. They're wearing your shirts and everything, so... you know, Mineota, in the blink of an eye, you look up there and they're up by 10.
They know how to win. They know how to score. If you give them any second chance opportunities, they're putting it to the hole. So they're tough. We knew it was going to be a tough game. I mean, they're one of the best in the area, returning state champs.
Yeah.
I was just very proud of our girls for not giving up. I mean, Mineota's up in your shorts. You know, they're up in your business, and that can stress someone out and make you play a little sloppy game, but I was proud of our girls for sticking with it and having no quit.
I don't know how many times I said this on the broadcast. Every time Allie Essling got the ball, the look on her face, it was just this determination to go to the hole or score. I've never seen that from Allie before.
Really? Yeah, I mean, that's what I think of her as. Her nickname is the Freight Train.
Oh.
So she gets the ball. She's not afraid to take it to the hole. And
that's right.
That's a great quality in a player is, like, I am going to beat you one-on-one, and I am bringing it to you.
Yeah, I've never seen her facial expression like that while she's with the ball, but she had 15 points. Szczesny had 12. You know, nice effort by the Black Jacks against a very, very good team. So
yes, I agree. Thank you.
What's up next for the Black Jacks?
Well, tomorrow we are to be going down to Fulda.
Oh.
We'll see weather-wise. Sounds like there might be a little wind and blizzard conditions down there, so we'll see. Then next week, Wyoming and Canby. So those hopefully should be some good matchups, too, for us. So
I'll have the Canby game on Q92, that's for sure. So, all right. So, well, what do you take away with this game tonight?
What were you telling the girls? I told the girls, first of all, I'm proud of you. You know, you came up out to play tonight. You never know, especially the intimidation factor of Mineota. And I said every game, win or lose, is an opportunity to learn and to get better. There are some things we've been working on that we've been struggling with. Free throw is a big one. I mean, I always say they're free shots, and we actually got to the line, shot very well tonight.
Yep.
Like you said, our defense
turnovers
was good.
Hurt a little bit.
Turnovers always kill us. Usually we'll rebound a team. We usually get anywhere like 20, 30 turnovers. You can't have that. And then they go score 20 points off of it.
Yep.
So that's another biggie that we still need to keep working at.
Yeah. Cut the turnovers in half and you're there.
Yeah.
I think every coach can say that.
Yeah, right.
All right, Rachel, thank you for your time. I appreciate that. And we'll see you next week in Canby.
Sounds great. Thanks for being here, Paul. Yeah, thanks for being here.
All right, you bet. That's Rachel Hawkinson, head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And, Let's just wrap it up here. Ayanna Hested with 4 points. Haley Anderson with 6. Szczynski with 12. Hessling with 15. Jorgens with 2. Lund with 2. And Claire Stratmone with 8 points. Claire Stratmone, 8 points for the Blackjacks. And the leading rebounders here, looks like Ayanna Hested at 10 rebounds. And Szczynski are with 6. Or Stratmone. How about Claire Stratmone? Claire had 8 points and 10 rebounds tonight. Amazing job there by Claire. And once again, your Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game is Grace Hennin. Grace ended up with 18 points, and she had 11 rebounds. So Grace Hennin with a double-double tonight. And she got a nice T-shirt in Dawson. And our Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game, Nevaeh Hennin, with a three-pointer that she made there at the end of the game, was it?
21.
Yep. 21, okay. Or Kirsten Huzzabuzz. Huzzabuzz with the three-pointer there. That kind of opened it up there, about 8 minute mark of the game, kind of opened it up there for Minnesota. So that's our Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. Next broadcast comes tomorrow night. Dick Newman, Danny Lay from Dawson Boyd High School. We got wrestling. Team United Wrestling taking on the Wilmer Cardinals at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And then Wilmer will wrestle Benson after that. And then it's the Benson Braves and Team United around 7:30 tomorrow night. Of course, weather permitting there. Well, I want to thank Mike Meyer back at the studio running the board. Thanks, Mike. Thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. Without them, these broadcasts wouldn't be possible. Once again, your final score here in Minnesota tonight, the Vikings 76, Minnesota 49. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.